Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 168, Disney Transportation. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hello and welcome to Memory 168 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Before I jump into the memory, I wanted to apologize for the last memory's delay. I had some service account problems with my hosting site and it ended up taking me a few more business days to sort it all out. But don't worry, we're all set now on that front. But then now, this last week was our vacation Bible school at our church, and like any good AV guy, I was busy with that all week and into the weekend. So I've just been behind for the last few days, but we're starting to get back on track now. So today, we're going to start a new half day in the parks. This is my trip to Orlando for a tech convention in 2012. The conference started on a Monday, so of course I tried to get down there on a Sunday with a little extra time to spend in the parks. I arrived in Orlando by noon and knew that I wanted to get to the Disney Hollywood Studios for a few reasons. One, it was Star Wars weekends and I've never gotten a chance to experience that. And two, the new Star Tours had just opened and with having a 4 and a 2-year-old back at home, there was just no way I was ever going to get to ride this if they were with me, at least for a few years. So let's head over to the park for a half day of fun, shall we? So as I said, it's a hot Sunday in June of 2012. I arrived in Orlando, made it to the hotel, dropped off my luggage, and headed down to the front lobby to catch a mere shuttle to the Disney Hollywood Studios. When it arrives today, I'm actually their only pickup. However, I don't quite know how this works. The Magic Kingdom is the late park, and since I have a Hop Park Hopper ticket, I wanted them to pick me up there, and so I had them drop me off at the Magic Kingdom. I booked it all online, so it's really kind of confusing online. It's not as easy as if you did it by the phone. And then I ended up taking the Disney transportation to Disney's Hollywood Studios. So we'll join this memory as I leave the shuttle and hop aboard the Disney bus to take me to the Disney Hollywood Studios from the Magic Kingdom. We'll stay with the memory as we arrive in the park entrance and make it through bag check and into the park. But we'll have to come back next time for our first ride of the day. I wish I had known what I knew at the end of my trip. These shuttles will pick you up and drop you off anywhere and anytime you actually want. I should have just had them drop me off at the Disney Hollywood Studios and picked up at the Magic Kingdom. Also picked me up much later, too. Instead, I kept having to constantly watch and gauge how much time I had left before I needed to leave to catch my return ride that I'd already paid for. All it took was a quick phone call to their front office, and I got more time in the parks. But on the plus side, I did get to capture some of the Disney transportation system and enjoy listening to the spiel of our favorite narrators as we left the Magic Kingdom or arrived at Disney's Hollywood Studios. As always, you can find out how to contact or follow me, find out more about the show, see photos and videos, and of course, support the show at our www-memories.net website. Thank you to those of you who are leaving reviews on sites like iTunes. This helps increase our visibility and provides people with the idea of how great this podcast is. Now, today's memory is in binaural once again, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now, sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we begin a new day and travel into the parks on the Disney transportation.
This right here.
Yeah, right here.
Okay.
And from here to get into the park, you have three options. You can take the monorail, which is the fastest and most efficient way, or you can take the buses. That'll take you a little longer to get there, or you can take the ferry. That's the longest.
Okay.
So, monorail. No, this is a drop-off only.
Thank you very much.
All right, guys. Have fun.
Thanks. And what time is the pickup?
That's up to you. You have to call them and let them know.
The one that I think they set me up and specified a time. So is that already set then?
If you already had a reserved time,
then I'm set. Okay.
Else.
That's what I just wanted to make sure. Thank you.
And welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Transportation System. We're on our way to Disney's Hollywood Studios. For your safety and the safety of others, please remain seated while the motor coach is in motion. If you're standing, we encourage you to use the handrails above or to the side and remain clear of the doors and stairwells. We also ask that you refrain from eating, drinking, and smoking while on board the motor coach. And now, we invite you to relax and enjoy the ride. Thank you. Disney's Hollywood Studios. Return service to your resort hotel is available at this station. Be sure to ask your driver for the exact location. Motor coaches depart approximately every 20 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, please collect your belongings. Watch your head and step as you disembark. Take small children by the hand and follow the walkway to the main entrance. As you approach the entrance, please keep your party together and have your tickets ready. Thanks for riding with us and have a picture-perfect day here at Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Mind getting one of me with mine?
Don't mind at all.
Feel free to get creative if you want.
They don't allow us to get too creative.
You're using my camera. I won't tell. Thanks.
Okay. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks, Bill. Hello.
Hey, how are you? How are
you?
Sure.
You have a great day.
Thank you very much. You too. Oh, sure. What do you need me to do?
Top.
Okay.
Yeah. And then your ticket's gonna print right out here. Here we go. Come on through.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Show. Bray Tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.
You can say bye right into that.
Bye.
Good job.